Stay tuned for the power of Pentecost. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. I'm Pastor Dennis Myers, and Sister Linda is at the piano. And again, it's the daily ministry of the power of Pentecost, a time of refreshing in the presence of the Lord. Just a great time for you to join us in song and prayer and following the Word of God. Let's lift up the name of Jesus and exalt Him and praise Him. Just worship Him in spirit and in truth. Let's sing together. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. I've got on the righteousness of God. And I'm gonna win every battle that I fight. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Oh yes, from Ephesians 6:10. Finally, brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Hallelujah. Isaiah 40:31. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. Wonderful words of God. The joy of the Lord is our strength. You know, if you're strong in the Lord, you should have some joy. And if you're joyful, then you're full of strength. The joy of the Lord is our strength. We are a mighty army marching on to victory. We're marching to Zion. The song says, beautiful, beautiful Zion. We're marching upward to Zion, that beautiful city of God. Hallelujah. From Psalm 61, let's begin the service today with the Word of God. Verse 1, hear my cry, O God. Attend unto my prayer. From the end of the earth will I cry unto Thee. When my heart is overwhelmed, I lead me to the rock that is higher than I. For Thou hast been a shelter for me and a strong tower from the enemy. Again, wonderful words of life. I hope you enjoy, and I hope that the Word of God that we read to you each day, a few verses, minister to you and encourage you and speak to your heart somehow. And I hope today that the Lord will use this service to speak to someone that's unsaved, and may this be the day that someone repents of his or her sin. From page 107 in the Melodies of Praise hymnal, let's sing together on glory to His name. Most of you know that. Let's clap our hands and let's sing and worship the Lord. Down at the cross where my Savior died, down where for cleansing from sin I cried, there to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to His name. Glory to His name. Glory to His name. There to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to His name. I am so wondrously saved from sin. Jesus so sweetly abides within. There at the cross where He took me in. Glory to His name. Oh, sing it now with us. Glory to His name. Glory to His name. There to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to His name. Oh, praise. precious fountain that saves from sin. I am so glad I have entered in. There Jesus saves me and keeps me clean. Glory to His name. Oh, sing it now. Hallelujah. Glory to His name. Glory to His name. There to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to His name. Hallelujah. Come to this fountain so rich and sweet. Cast thy poor soul at the Savior's feet. Plunge in today and be made complete. Glory to His name. Oh, sing it with us now. Glory to His name. Glory to His name. There to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to His name. How many times have I been in a service where the Spirit of the Lord was moving and people were rejoicing, and I've heard the word glory to God, or glory, hallelujah, phrases to that extent that contain the word glory. Well, let's just give glory to Jesus. Well, glory, someone might say. Well, let's give Him praise. Let's just glorify the name of Jesus. From Psalms 90 and 14, our precious promise today, oh, satisfy us early with Thy mercy, that we may rejoice and be glad all our days. There is satisfaction in the Lord Jesus Christ. Let's pray today. Father, we thank You that You can satisfy us with Your mercies. And we know, Lord, Your mercies are renewed every day. We wake up every day, Lord, with a new group of mercies. And Lord, we're just so thankful that we can rejoice and be glad all of our days. Lord, we don't have a thing to be satisfied, we don't have a thing to be sad about when it comes to the things of God and the wonderful things You prepared for us. We're so thankful today. Lord, lift up everyone, those that are discouraged today or disappointed or down and feel bad or kind of downcast about a situation. I pray, Lord, they'll be able to look to You, and You'll lift them up and encourage them today. Help them, Lord. One thing that every one of them needs to do is be found in the next service in the house of the Lord. Minister to us today, we pray. Bless this service to each one that's worshiping with us, and we'll praise You in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as He goes. They shall run and not be weary, walk and not faint. Teach me, Lord, teach me, Lord, to wait. And we'll give you some contact information at the end. We're looking forward to hearing from you, and why don't you let us know that you're there. Some of you we hear from pretty frequently, and others we've not heard from in a long time, and I'm sure there's many out there that we've never heard from. but a kind card or letter or phone call or text would really be nice to have from you. Here's mine entitled, My Heavenly Father Watches Over Me. Hallelujah. Aren't you glad he does? Let's praise him for it. I trust in God wherever I may be, upon the land, out on the stormy sea. Let come what may, from day to day, my heavenly Father watches over me. I trust in God. I know He cares for me on mountains, peaks, and on the stormy sea. Though billows roll, I know He will keep my soul. My Heavenly Father watches over me. Hallelujah. He is a friend that's always near to me. He walks with me both night and day. He hears my prayers. He answers when I pray. My Heavenly Father watches over me. I trust in God. I know He cares for me on mountain peaks, out on the stormy sea. Though billows roll, I know He will bless my soul. My Heavenly Father watches over me. Hallelujah. Well, I'm glad that His eye is on the sparrow, and I know He watches me. From Isaiah 53:6, He says, all we like sheep have gone astray. We've turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He brought as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before her shearers is dumb, so he openeth not his mouth. He was taken from prison and from judgment. And who shall declare his generation? For he was cut off out of the land of the living. For the transgression of my people was he stricken. And he hath made his grave with the wicked, and with the rich his death, because he hath done no violence, neither was there any deceit in his mouth. Well, I'm Pastor Dennis Myers, and Sister Linda's at the piano. Join us for the next service if you can. Send any mail, cards, letters, checks, money orders, anything you'd like to send to the Power of Pentecost. Post Office Box 100, Mount Vernon, Illinois, 62864. You can call or text 618-214-1410. And again, the website, www.pentecostalradio.org. You've been endued with power from on high, the power of Pentecost. And remember, it's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of a living God. I trust in God. I know He cares for me mountain peaks out on